Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Rosie, do you want to go out this weekend? Because I've heard that there's like a really cool disco coming into town, and it's like basically like musical theatre songs being played constantly. We can sing it together. We can like a Danny and Sandy thing. I don't know if you're up for that. Just give me a call back and bring your pink lady's jacket. I love you. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Helen and
Rosie show,
colloquially known as Daddy Look at me.
So, Helen. I have not seen you in so long.
Yeah, and you just want me to ask you about the fact that you've broken your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosie, you broke your head this weekend.
Yeah. How
Jordan, don't be on your phone though, like still be present.
Yeah. I'm here. I can do two things at once. I can be on my phone and ignore simultaneously.
Rosie nearly died.
I nearly died.
Oh, you think this is the first time this story has come out today? Yeah. Are we pretending that this is the first time we say
Yeah, we didn't have a copy before this.
Alright, lovely stuff.
So let me tell you a story.
Share your whole truth.
You don't know.
No.
So I was walking around, going into Poundland.
Classic.
Like I do. Tripped over due to all the palsy.
Oh, still and got then, it then. Keeping that, are you? On brand.
Still wielding that car.
Palsy. and there are lots of lovely people pull me up, but too quick. And the fact that I went down and up so quickly made me faint.
And also because you're a tiny baby bird of a woman, do you know what I mean? You're a fainter.
Little baby. So then I fell backwards, cracked my head open.
I just love that you cracked your head open because they tried to help you.
Yeah.
This just goes to show if someone's got a disability and they injure themselves, ignore them.
Walk away.
They're probably like the most, like that they can help themselves.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? This isn't the first time.
I mean,
don't even offer. Look at them with disgust and walk away. Yeah, it is rude. Yes. No, I know the rules.
If you fancy a little spit on them, do it.
Been doing that since I was 12. Disabled person on the street, spit at them. Just do it so they know that I know that we're cool. Do you know what I mean?
So, because there's some lovely people in the world, I had to go to A&E to groom a headshot.
Nice paramedics, though?
Great paramedics. They said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Rojo." And they were like, "Are you famous?"
Fuck's sake.
They didn't say that.
They did.
They fucking didn't.
Two lesbians. It was so on brand.
Why is that relevant?
Because paramedics are lesbians. Yes. You know that.
Yeah, sorry,
you know
sorry.
That.
All
paramedics, all of them.
All they're sensitive men who deliver one baby and they're like, "My life's changed." And it's like, all right, Dave.
So then I got to A&E.
Lesbians took you?
Yeah.
Lovely
took
ladies.
Took me right to the door. And the doctor was like, ooh, cousin.
And that is not a professional noise.
Oh, no.
That is a noise that they're supposed to do in another room.
Okay, our guest today is Jordan Brooks, comedian, and we really love him. He's a good friend of both of ours. There, you're on it now. Are you happy?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I'll go back to being quiet now.
Yes.
Yeah, they were trying to be calm and they're like, you seem fine.
So you didn't do a little cut
and then they looked at it and the doctor went, ugh. He said that.
So you didn't do the whole, like, this isn't my voice thing when you came to...
I showed up.
Next time.
You absolutely should have been. You should have been like, you've given me palsy and, like, kicking off.
I did not have the palsy.
Get me out of these straps.
Yeah. But they did say, we got to give you a brain scan.
Full work.
To check for any brain damage. And I was like, no need, got it.
Yeah, she already tweeted that actually, and I liked it, so you're welcome for that.
That
popular tweet.
That went viral.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good.
I've had one tweet go viral about me getting topless with my dad. That's it. And then it was viral, it was like a Rosie Jones normal tweet.
Speaking of dad.
Wait, are you serious? I thought we were going to do both of our injuries. Because we just did, like, this.
Oh, I've also got an injury. Are we doing scar stories?
No. Apparently.
Jack, I broke my toe this weekend.
You're all right.
Oh, fuck off. Are you serious?
Oh.
Is that it? No one cares. Yeah. I messaged Rosie. She's like, how's Brighton going? Because I was doing, like, Brighton festivals. Yeah. Because, like, oh, it's really nice. Apart from I've broken my toe, so it really hurts. And she was like, oh, I'm in the hospital. I've got a head injury. It's like, open with that. Otherwise, I look like a prick. And
don't ask first. If you've got a story, don't say, how are you? And then...
That's the thing. No one's taken... Are you going to be talking about my toe? Shut the fuck up. I've gone through... I'm going to get it out, right? So basically, I was... So I didn't go to the doctors, so it might not be broken. It's self-diagnosed. So then everyone's got a problem with that. Even though...
It's a bruise.
It's a bruise.
No, but it's not, because it's swollen. Fracture. It's really swollen.
It'll be a little fracture.
And then I went to the pharmacist and he looked at it and he went, yeah, well, that's broken. And I was like, what do I do? And he's like, well, it's just a little toe, so how much does it matter? And I was like, well, a lot.
It's a little toe. I break.
Evolutionarily, we don't need them anymore.
No.
Are you serious? No, we do.
No, we don't need them.
Oh, I break my little toe.
Oh, God,
toe.
The bruising's all gone down. It looks like nothing.
Oh, has it?
Oh, fuck. Can I put it on the table, Jack?
If you must.
Can you see? Okay, well, there's still bruising along there. That was about... Look how double the size that is. Look how weird it is.
No.
Look at them. They're really painful.
Same.
You know what? Fuck everyone. Same. Fuck all of you.
Why do you need it?
What, the broken toe? Because I've never broken a bone before.
Have you not?
So it's exciting for me. It's like a big moment.
I thought I'd broken my toe a few months ago. And I had, but it was so minor that it really didn't matter. But I really, I really relaxed.
No, you didn't break your toe because it's really major.
I did. I went to fucking A&E. Did you go to A&E?
No, because I didn't feel the need to.
Did you get recognised by two lesbian paramedics?
Because I did.
I did.
We all did.
No, but I've had, like, men on the street before be like, you, that comedian? And I went, yes.
And then they don't...
They didn't say anything. No. It's just trying, like, just verifying a fact.
Yeah, I had someone do that. They went, oh, I saw you last week. And I went, oh.
And then nothing.
Thank you.
what did you
Why
say?
Why say it? Why say it? Yeah.
Anyway, can we get professional? Because I feel like we're not taking my toe thing seriously. Rosie really hurt her head, but I also broke my toe, but I walked around in it the whole day and she's not walking around in her head. So
that's true.
But also, it might start bleeding because I keep itching.
Stop picking, don't
you? Did they glue it shut?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a treat. I cracked my head open and they glued it shut. And honestly, like, the scab it forms is so compelling.
I don't see a scar from cracking your head open.
Do you not?
Oh, I do. Damn it.
Yeah.
Why does everyone have good injuries?
Oh, it's not a good story, though. Well, it is a good...
What happened?
I was staying back at my parents' house because me and my girlfriend at the time were on a break. And sorry, my mum, hey, don't
clash
worry, it happened
John.
A long time ago, all right?
Clash
I'm not
Brooks.
Still angry about what she did.
Why are you breaking things?
So I, it's only my own heart I'm breaking.
Okay.
By refusing to heal. So I went back to my parents' house and my mum like left some soup for me. She was like, you got some soup?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, she's no. lovely. She's lovely like that. So I put the soup on the heat and then went into the living room and I remembered... suddenly remembered 10 minutes later, oh, I've got my soup. So yeah. I ran and then I skipped because I was so excited about the soup. And I hit the door frame of the kitchen. And then the next thing I know, I've fallen on the floor, I hit the back of my head, and I look up and there's a mirror, and I'm at the bottom of the stairs, and there's a mirror at the bottom of the stairs. And the first thing I see is just this blood pouring down my face. So I call an ambulance. And I'm waiting for like 10 minutes and there's blood everywhere and the cats are walking around and like walking it around. And I'm like, you know, when you're like in a thing, you're like, I'm in an emergency. This yeah. is it. I'm in a casualty episode.
And all
this
you can is, think about is how you're in an emergency, yeah. but not yeah, what yeah, you're yeah. doing in an emergency.
Already I'm telling the story in my head to people in the future. Do you yeah. know what I mean? Like as I'm getting up and trying yeah. to wash my head, I'm like in my head, I'm going, and then I got up and washed my hair. Yeah. Like I can't just be present even in that yeah. moment. So the ambulance turns up and it's not an ambulance. It's one of those like cars, you know, it's an ambulance. It's like a yeah, car yeah, with an ambulance yeah. written on its own. And I go outside and I'm standing on the doorstep and the guy is in the car and he's just on his phone. And I was like waving at him with my fucking blood. And he comes in. Eventually comes in, he sits me down and he does like the most basic of tests. He basically yeah. does like the ASMR level of like neurological test where he's just like shining a torch, clicking around. And I'm yeah. like, well, I'm getting a buzz off this, but I don't think this is yeah. helping. And he looks at it for ages and he goes, all right, let me try something. And he goes into his first aid bag. And this is at the time I had hair, and it was like it was quite sort of quite long, bouncy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He gets a plaster out,
no.
and he puts it on, and then lets go, and the plaster just sort of springs back up.
Yeah.
On the top
oh
of
my
hair.
God, are you serious?
And he goes, "Yeah, I'll take you to hospital."
Oh.
So he took me down to hospital, and it was fine. They just glued yeah. it shut. But
what the fuck?
Yeah.
See, that's it. If you were a lesbian paramedic, you wouldn't have had that problem. Yeah.
No.
Were you an attention-seeking child? Like, not to Rosie's level, obviously. But, like, would you say you were an attention-seeker?
Do you know what? I wasn't really. I was quite
fuck
a
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was quite a quiet child, yeah.
Quiet boy.
Yeah, I didn't cry much. I didn't keep up a fuss. I was very, like, I was very conscientious. I was always very worried about yeah. everything. So.
Were you worried about, like, people noticing you sort of thing? You just wanted to blend in?
No, I was just very conscious of other people's feelings, and I tried not to, like, I don't know, I was a very worried child.
Oh,
yeah,
pop it.
Yeah, so I didn't really do much attention to it. Although, having said that, like, I did get into magic, and I wanted to do, like,
magic!
Yeah, that was my first love.
What age?
When I was about 4 or 5.
Oh, that's attention-seeking from the get-go.
No, it's not. It's bringing wonderment to people.
Yes,
it's
they're
a very,
in awe
it's a
of
selfless
you.
Act.
It's a little bit creepy.
Well, there's a bit... It's not creepy to make something disappear.
4-year-old and 5-year-old hands are too small for cards. Like,
well, let me tell you. I was absolutely obsessed with it. I found this, like, magic show at a car boot sale. And my best friend at the time, Josh, his sister, Bethany, was turning maybe 3.
Lovely age.
They, for some reason, my parents and their parents had the funny idea for me to do a magic show to Bethany and her friends in their house. And I was like, yeah, I was like 5, 6 years old. And my mum swears that she went through the whole thing with me, rehearsed it, we rehearsed all the tricks. Yeah. And I'm there and I have this little bow tie with flashing LED lights in it. So you attach it to a battery and put it in your pocket and it like flashes these colours. And I wore a little waistcoat, like velvet waistcoat. And I remember standing in the doorway of like the sitting room where we were going to do it and all the kids coming in and me trying to look, feeling like a bit like a celebrity, but also like absolutely petrified. You know when you're young and you don't really know what nerves are, but you know you don't feel right.
Yeah.
So anyway, they all start coming in and I'm like...
Wait, how many is in the audience here? We're talking like five people.
No, we're talking like 30 kids.
What?
Yeah. It was a planned event. Yeah, and there were parents lining the walls.
But you were so shy and worried and scared of attention.
Yeah,
no,
well,
sorry,
so it sort of, well, yeah, but it manifested at exactly the wrong time. So I was standing behind this table. I was ready to have my things laid out. I had my little top hat. In fact, I can show you a photo after that.
Yes,
me on the day, dressed up like.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Yeah, my sister was my assistant, but she just sat there. My mum was on the side of the room. And I went up and I started to perform, but I couldn't speak. I couldn't say anything. I just froze. So I ended up just performing half the tricks that I sort of half remembered, but without any explanation and any context. And then for tricks that I forgot, I would just sort of show them the stuff. Just sort of like twirling stuff on my fingers and looking at them. And I hear my mum on the side of the room going, "Speak, Jordan, speak."
Oh no, don't. Oh God.
And I like freak. So I,
my mum there holding a dove. Like,
being a dove. So I just putting a rabbit out of my bag, being "Is that impressive?" Just to stash it somewhere first, Jordan. So I, my mum's giving me a bag of sweets to give to the kids to keep them pepped up. She obviously assumes she knows I'm going to choke. And so I then I freak out so much that I then sit behind the table and I throw sweets over the table until everyone leaves.
That's fun though.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite the birthday extravaganza they had hired me for, but I also don't think that they were paying me.
No,
I doubt it. I mean, you wouldn't have got paid after that.
Even if there wasn't
an agreed fee, you didn't fulfil it.
Oh, I did not fulfil the brief.
Like, it's like if you do like 20 minutes less and stuff. Let him go.
Yeah, booked for 20, did a minute and a half and got booed off. I don't think you earn your...
What sort of sweets were you chucking? We're talking blackjacks and fruit salads.
Oh, you bet.
Absolutely classic penny sweets.
Cola cubes, yeah. So that was my first and last foray into magic.
Or was that it? Just the one time?
I gave up after that. I was absolutely mortified. Yeah.
And the magic set still sits in your room, covered in dust.
Yeah. Actually does. I've got the tricks now. Because I left them in my ex-girlfriend's loft.
The aforementioned ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, in Cardiff. And very recently, her parents got in touch with my parents and said, "Look, she's selling the house."
Yeah.
She was clearing out the loft and she found this old suitcase full of magic tricks. Does Jordan want it? And she gave it to her parents, who then drove to meet my parents. This is like just before Christmas last year. So on Christmas Day, my mum surprised... I'd given up and just said, "I'm never going to get this tricks back." And then, she surprised me with this bundle of tricks.
Oh, no way!
Yeah. So I've gotten back.
Did you?
I did a little. I did a little Christmas Day show. I choked again. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Did you throw sweets?
Yes, lobbing sweets at my stepdad.
Here, have a fruit salad. Have another fruit salad. Well, I'm thankful that you managed to sort of get over that choking and carry on in performance world.
And some would say I'm performing even greater tricks on stage now. So.
Sean.
I honestly, I find it inspiring watching you on stage.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I say it in that voice, because I genuinely mean it, but it's too sincere. Exactly. Yeah. So I just got to be like, But I think, were you someone who went to school? Did you get like attention from your classmates? Did you seek it, or was it just like not there?
I was quite a shy kid. Like, when I was about 12, I got...
You're saying you're shy, but you did a whole fucking magic show.
Well, this is it. So when I was about 12, 13, I got really bad skin. Like, I started to really... I was the first kid in school to have spots.
And
that persisted until my early 20s. So But when I got to about 15, 16, obviously, like, hormones start kicking in, and I became a lot more, like, I became loud, but loud in that way where the teachers would know, he's masking his own insecurities. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he's acting out of, because he doesn't feel comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah. The good teachers can tell.
The good teachers can tell. The bad ones
will ruin you for it,
Were you naughty?
Yeah, I became very loud. Yeah, I became very loud and very, very, very obnoxious, but very funny. Like, I had a wit on me that was poisonous at times.
toxic, absolutely toxic.
Everyone, but it was. I think I was good company, but I was also deep. As I said, I was deeply insecure, so I would have these meltdowns, and I was. It's clearly just acting from pure vulnerability on my part.
Keep a diary.
I wouldn't dream of putting down my thoughts.
Did a teacher ever try and rescue you? Be like, "Come on, Jordan, you're entering the school talent show."
No, we're trying to like funnel it into something purposeful.
Blindside you a little bit.
So no, I was like, I was very quiet, and then I was very loud. It was very loud for a while. Yeah.
Just trying to figure out which kid you were at school.
Just trying to try on some different costumes.
Trying to work out a little Jordan Brooks.
Yeah.
A bit of a loser by the sounds of it.
Okay.
No, come on.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
I jumped out again.
So yeah. Did you perform at school?
No, I never did, actually. I was in like a couple of like school plays and stuff, but I didn't really perform. I directed some plays in drama and stuff. I used to see drama. I used to love like doing that.
What did you direct?
I wrote, it was my own original piece. It was called, I think it was called like Orbit or something, and it was about a travelling theatre company rehearsing on a train. And so they were going through scenes that already existed from existing plays, but they were also having their own like internal squabbles and stuff.
I mean, that literally is the sort of shit you do now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's literally the sort of shit. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm still dining out on that concept. Like 16.
And did you cast it yourself?
Yeah.
And then, so you wrote it, cast it, directed it.
And starred in it. And it was for GCSE drama, and I got us all over the line that year. Some of those people were not pulling their weight, but I
really stand by that. I pulled my GCSE drama team over the belt as well.
Me too, yeah.
Like, I would make them rehearse before school in the mornings, no joke. And then Dean's mum said, well, the school's not insured at that time, so you can't go in. And I was like, he just wants to sleep in. She would never say that. Yeah, and I was livid because I was there at like 6 a.m. and I was like, why isn't he wanting to come in?
And is this for GCSE drama?
But it was the only thing I was good at. Right. And also my teacher didn't like me, so I really wanted her to like me so much. Mm. And I remember our theme was death, self-chosen. And we did like...
There's only like three topics that you can choose as a kid to explore. It's like death, the environment...
And genocide.
No, when I school, it was all about eating the children.
Yeah, we had fun with that as well. Yeah,
body image.
Yeah.
Jordan, can you please get off your phone? You tell you what it is. You don't have an attention issue. You've got an attention span issue, my love, okay? Because Rosie and me are trying to ask you questions. She's getting pissed off. I'm getting pissed off. And you're just fucking about on your phone.
No, damn it.
I was actually about to message you both and say what a nice time I was having.
We sometimes can't think of links, but just point at things.
You haven't got links, so you've just written words down and you're going to point at them until I...
Yeah, attention and love.
Whatever it is.
No, but basically, Jordan, see... Yeah. I'm just going to psychoanalyze them quickly. Is that okay, Rosie?
Great.
Thank you so much. Okay, baby boy, look at me. Come on, sweet peach. Lean forward. Okay. You say that you're shy.
Yeah.
I don't see that for you, okay? I see someone who's grasping constantly for attention, but they get attention, but it's not the attention they want. But when they do get the attention they want, it's not actually the one they wanted. You're confused. You're not quite sure. Now, when you were doing all this acting out and loudness at school, was it for the acceptance of your peer group? Was it so your teacher would like you? Or were you trying to, like... gather the women around you and so they'd look at you and be like, here's special. Do you play games with people, Jordan? Are you a fuck boy? What do you do for their attention?
So when I was at school, it was never for attention of women because I was so like self-conscious.
Spotty.
So self-conscious about my spots. I wouldn't have dreamed. I mean, there was like, obviously there were girls that I fancied. There was this one girl, actually. I remember we went to a trip to Germany, a school trip, and it's that first time when like you see your friends wearing their normal clothes over an extended period, and you're like, wow. And so there was this one girl called Rebecca, and
looking at Jack.
Yeah. And she was one of those people where everyone went, whoa, hey, where have you been hiding? You know? Everyone on this trip, because it was a long coach trip to Germany, so everyone had a lot of time to chat.
Oh, was it the old coach job?
She ended up going out with someone on the trip, and I'd been in love with her since forever. And
so
I remember
you'd seen her before.
I saw what was underneath the uniform a long time ago. Her regular clothes, not her body. I never got to see her body. So we were on like a boat trip.
Yeah. Germany are you?
I can't remember.
Okay,
honestly.
Why should you?
Why should I?
Just German region.
nice. And we were on a boat, and she was trying to decide whether to go out with Michael or Sam, who had both thrown their hat into the ring. And I was talking to her like a friend, trying to counsel her, but also being like, And so I said to her, would it make things easier if I put my name forward? And she went, no.
Jack, please don't cry, because if you cry, we all cry.
Oh, that's actually like viscerally painful.
And it was like I felt the words bubble up. It was the first time being bold and being like, but trying to also play it off and being like charismatic and being like, would it make things easier if I put my name forward? And her being like, nah.
And then who did she go for, Sam or Michael?
She went out with both of them.
What did you say?
I just went, oh, cool, maybe go with Sam. He seems nice.
Oh my God, I totally understand that. You'd be vulnerable for 1 second. Yeah. You go shut down so quickly. Yeah. You're like, back away. I can still be a friend.
Yeah. That was
so she's a fool. No. She's a damn fool.
Where is she now?
Probably really doing well, happy.
I think she's doing really well, actually. I think she's married with kids.
Shall we to interrupt us with more? But we wanted to say we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show set, so why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre, search our names.
Come see both of us. Bye. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Do it. Don't choose a favourite. What are you?
We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there. Yeah. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, Jordan, I think you don't have attention issues. I think you're just naturally a very charismatic man. And I don't think you fight for it, because I think you've just always been that way. I'm going to pass it over to Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait.
See, I knew this was going to happen. Jordan and Rosie both refer to themselves as Daddy.
Well.
Okay, I don't know what.
Whoa. Shout.
Yeah.
Shout.
In this room, you're not Daddy.
Here is a fact where it stands. I am Daddy.
Okay, good argument, and I appreciate the point you're making.
I totally understand it,
but what I would say in response to that is, I am Daddy.
Oh, well, yeah, I hear you, I take it on board, but then also, no.
This is the most tense it has ever got at this point in the podcast.
Daddy. I will always be Daddy.
Can you co-parent?
No.
You can have two dads.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, Jordan, are you willing to call daddy daddy?
Can you?
It's really difficult because I know that if I fight you on this, I know what's coming out. The old fucking palsy cards.
That's it.
And also, I know you will
always. Got a lot of cards.
You got a lot. You got a whole fucking
I got a pocket full of problems.
But Jordan also cracked his head open.
I did also crack my head open.
And you went through that magic experience. That sounded really difficult.
Yeah.
Can we talk about home? So you got a little bit of attention at school for being loud. Were you loud at home?
No, I was a depressed child, so I would go home. I would be really loud at school and then go home and like cry under my duvet and stuff. And
We need to talk about that then. Yeah. I totally I was site specific extrovert.
Yes.
And then go home and just be like, no one even talked to me.
Such a good way of putting it. That's exactly it.
Site specific extrovertism or something. I read a thing about it.
Interesting.
Why?
Because
he did magic when he was four. He wasn't going to be a happy kid.
I'm still traumatized by it, man.
True.
Can't banish away those memories, you know?
No, but nor should you, because it's also made you the man you are
it's
today.
It's also made me the man I am today.
Which is a great friend, a great performer, and just an all-round good egg.
Wow. Right. Is this the end of the podcast?
No, Rosie's got to completely ruin you first.
What about your mum and your dad? Did you get attention from them?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well, my parents got divorced when I was about 10.
Here we go,
let's let it all out.
My parents are divorced too. Rosie's parents aren't. Done.
My mum and dad actually they really love each other.
Oh, they don't. They don't.
They're staying together for the kids.
Really?
Love has like a 4-year lifespan max.
Happy boy. There's that depression coming out.
I'm under the duvet.
Get my cards. Mum, I need my heart right now.
Where's my rabbit?
Right, so let's say you're in your room. You're crying. Lying under your duvet.
Yeah.
We'd like to take you back to that time, that horrific time for you. Let's just quickly soundscape it. There's owls. I'm assuming your country.
Where do you think I live?
I don't know, Wiltshire?
No, I lived in Surrey.
I lived in Merseyside
and then my parents divorced and moved to Surrey.
Where in Surrey?
In Molesey, near Walton-on-Thames, Hersham,
Kingston.
Let's do a soundscape. Yeah.
Crumpets! Crumpets and scones! That's a horse.
A horse, is it?
Yeah.
Is a horse loose, is it, on the streets?
No, that's Hampshire.
That's Hampshire, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got wild ponies in Hampshire.
They really?
Yeah, they do, actually. Wow. Anyway, but I know Surrey well, so I feel like I can do a soundscape for it in my head and the listener can just be creative.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're in your room. In comes daddy.
Oh, shit.
Mummy.
Do you want to be mummy this time?
Oh, I don't believe.
Are you daddy or am I? Or is my? Do you mean daddy as in as in my daddy?
No, your daddy doesn't exist. Rosie's daddy.
No, my
now.
Daddy's. Yeah, he wouldn't have done that.
Right.
He would never have walked into my room.
So,
I can't do this. It's really early.
Where was he?
In Merseyside.
He was Merseyside, living in the house where we grew up with the woman that he cheated on my mum with. Next question.
I feel like I want to just like pull on my cunt just as a distraction. You know, like kids just like do really weird things as they're stressed. I want to like pull on my lips until they bleed just to like handle the tension. Okay.
Well, you're under your duvet crying.
Daddy. And that's you.
Me.
Let's not question that anymore.
Okay.
And I pull back the duvet.
Oh my gosh.
And I Edinburgh.
I'm sorry, I just got really nervous. It's going to become sexual.
I can't believe you've worked your way into my memories.
I embrace you.
Okay.
And you're in pajamas, Jordan. You're in pajamas. Okay. I'm dressing you in my head.
You have some clothes on.
Some clothes.
And
a bra.
A bra.
And I embrace you.
Yeah.
And I rock you until your tears stop. And then when you're able to speak, I surprise you with your own brand new magic kit. But not only that, as your daddy, I have a matching magic.
Oh, gross. Oh, that's, no, that's
no, that's
creepy.
Giving me tingles. That's giving me tingles.
Are you serious?
Beautiful.
You
that's
like
beautiful.
That?
No.
Yeah.
Father and son doing magic.
Yeah. And
father and son magic
off.
Show.
And then we redo your magic show.
And you know what? At the time, he wasn't there. Because he was having an affair.
I'll be there.
Jordan, please keep it light, my love. You're a depressed child. You had an affair. There was a divorce. You had to move. We're just having fun. We're having fun.
But
Rose nearly died this weekend and she made it fun.
Yeah, it's okay because I'll be there. And when you get too nervous, I will hold your hand. And we'll get through it together.
Just, you know, they are empty promises. She's not been a great dad to all the other kids she's had so far. We've had a lot of little boys come through here and just really let them
all the
down.
Other kids' memories she's invaded.
Is, but for you, Jordan, I'll be your magic daddy.
I would love that.
This is the podcast I've been most concerned that we've like emotionally hurt the guest.
No.
Oh, this is like you've set up your own therapy.
And just guessing.
And you're just guessing. Just put some like certificates on that you printed, you just made in Photoshop.
But I don't care what anyone says, Jordan. I don't think you're an attention seeker.
No, I don't.
But I think you write and link everything that brought you here today.
Yeah.
And made you a man. Yeah,
Jordan, who's your best friend out of me and Rosie really quickly? Because I feel like Rosie told me that you're her best friend now because we went to Australia together, but I think we've got a longer friendship.
No. Oh, it's really hard because that is exactly the problem, isn't it? Because I spent a very concentrated time with Rosie where I genuinely fell for Rosie and I cherish those memories. Like, I had such a fun time.
How much have I given you?
I think, like, the thing is, like, overall, I still don't think we've spent enough time, like, as much time together.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We literally hung out every day. We had dumplings every day.
It was so.
It was
I've cried to you. I've cried to you. Does that mean nothing?
Have you?
Yeah, in an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. I pretended that hadn't happened.
Yeah, everyone did. Like, just like my broken toe. Right. Okay, go see Jordan. His new show is called
I've Got Nothing.
And it's bullshit because he's got a lot.
What? Don't try it. Socials.
What are my socials?
Yeah.
I'm only on Twitter. Oh, I'm on Instagram as well, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I'm at Jord Brooks, JORDBROKES on Twitter. And then I think my Instagram handle is just Jordan Brooks Comedy.
Oh, that's a lovely handle.
It's a lovely handle. Do you know what? I got a message from someone today who'd seen me at McCuntleth Comedy Festival.
Great.
And was like, hi, I really enjoyed the show, but I have to ask you a few questions. And they asked me about this bit, which was the most innocuous bit, where I literally just say, is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
And inevitably no one says anything. And I go, well, that's frightening, isn't it? Like, if someone's in trouble, none of us can help.
Yeah.
That's literally it. She messaged me and was like, this woman, she was like, I'm a doctor and I would have like, I just want you to know that I would have helped someone. And I just want to know what the joke was. Like, what's the angle?
What?
Yeah, oh, I'm like, I think I'm going to ignore it because I don't
also, don't be a doctor. That's too thick to be a doctor.
Yeah. What's the angle? I don't know. It was funny to imply that we're all selfish and we're not equipped to help one another.
The angle should be
that
when someone hurts their head, make a big deal. When someone breaks their toe, make them feel special, loved and coddled as well. How about that? Thank you for coming on, Jordan Brooks.
Thanks,
Daddy.
Can we go for a dumpling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I will be your father figure, pigeon.
See, we're getting better.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Kelly. It's Helen here with Rosie. And Rosie is currently stuffing her face full of cake. So I'm just... What was that? It was a fake eating noise where you're actually eating. Yeah. Kelly, can you please come talk to us on our podcast? Because we love you and we think you're gorgeous and your hair's amazing. Okay, thank you very much. Please, bye.
Bye.
Deleted.